Well, well, well. Look who it is, my favorite patient. I gotta ask, now that it's been almost a year, did you ever find a way to release that sexual tension? Another woman, maybe? Or something hilarious like humping a pillow? No, nothing worked. Oh my goodness, that is hilarious. Do you think that after so long and being that desperate, you'd find some way? But I guess not, huh? Well, let's get to this, shall we? Let's get your clothes off. We both know where this will lead to eventually. Ah, there it is, the monster cock. I really wish I had thought to measure it the first time we met so that I could compare how much bigger it's gotten. Same with the circumference of your balls. I guess your penis is about 2 to 3 inches longer now, and your testicles have got to be another inch around. All that sperm is searching for an exit, constantly pushing against the walls of your testes. Oh, poor little fellas. All right, well, now that you're naked and, as usual, very happy to see me, let's check your chart. All right. Oh, wow. You're not going to believe this, but I have some incredible news. The cast will come off tomorrow. Isn't that great? Oh, were those tears of joy I see? Oh, honey, I can't imagine how hard this past year has been for you. Probably constantly looking for sex, just constantly feeling that ache in your groin, acting as a painful reminder that you haven't come in ages. Not to mention all the hormones. Oh dear, at your age, the male body basically demands that sexual energies be released. If you don't manage those hormones, all sorts of mood swings and lack of healing. Probably why it took so long for you to heal. And, well, I could just keep going on, but you get the picture. So, I have a confession to make. I knew you were coming in today. But will you come today? Get it? Oh, don't look so sad. It was meant to be a joke. Anyway, I decided since we're near the end of the fun here, I think it's finally time I did it. That I finally gave you what you deserve. Oh, yes, I'm getting naked for this. It will make the ending that much sweeter for both of us, I think. Oh, don't worry, the doctor isn't in today. We have all the time in the world. But given that you're basically a time bomb waiting to explode, your semen all over the room, we need to make this last. Oh, don't give me that attitude. I know most men like to just get their rocks off and move on, but I plan on enjoying this, maybe even more than you are. First things first, I have to know how big your dick is. Luckily, I hid a few things in this room yesterday to make sure we could have some fun. So first, a ruler. Now, let me get on my knees here and see. Holy Christ, it's longer than the ruler. That means you're even bigger than 12 inches. Damn it, I knew I should have brought a tape measure, but I didn't think it would be that big. I guess the world would never know just how large your cock is. Who knows? It could even be a world record. Well, I guess me being on my knees and naked and so close to your member is making you pretty damn excited, huh? That pre-cum is flowing like it usually does. Not even a drip, drip, drip. Oh, but a steady flow. All right, before we get to the fun part, you need to warm me up. And no, you're not just going to use your penis. How? Oh, honey, there are so many other ways to get my motor running besides a penis or your hands. Let's put that tongue to work, shall we? I'll just sit up here on the examination table and you start licking away. Oh, don't give me that. I haven't come since yesterday. I have needs too, you know. What do you mean it's not really your thing? Well, I don't really care. If you want my help, you're going to go down on me. Now, eat it, bitch. Oh, yes, that's a good boy. Ah, yes. Here, yeah, let me hold your head and guide you and show you what I like. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, yes, yes, in little circles. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really close. Oh, yeah, I was already horny just knowing you were coming in here. Just keep going like that. This is only the start. Don't worry. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, keep going like that. Ah. Ah, 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 yes, you just soft legs. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, right, I need a minute. My goodness, who knew you would be so talented with your tongue? Christ almighty, I haven't been eating out like that since, well, ever that I can remember. You sure are trying to earn what's coming to you, aren't you? Oh, honey, look at your face. Oh, completely covered in my juices. Oh, I think I'm going to leave you glistening like that. Marking my territory, you know. Usually it's a guy who gives a girl a facial, but, well, I guess this time it's going the other way. Now, about you. I'm going to ask you a few questions before we do this, and I want you to answer very carefully. You are in complete control here. If you say no to anything now, we will not do it, okay? Number one, do you want me to finger your ass at all? No. Okay, so no fingers this time around. I guess that rules out a prostate milking then, huh? Yeah, you didn't seem to be a fan last time. All right, number two. Would you like oral sex to be involved? Beyond the fact that you just went down on me, obviously. Yes? Perfect. Okay, number three. Do you want penetrative sex? You're nervous it won't fit? Oh, honey, it may be a little tough, but we will make it fit one way or another. Trust me. And lastly, would you like to keep this relationship going? You do? Oh, honey, you're so sweet. I know we've largely just had to keep it in the medical lab, but once we're done being patient and nurse, we can extend this outside of the doctor's office if you'd like. Okay, that's all. Let's have some fun. Now, I need you to close your eyes. And no peeking. Let's do the oral sex part first. That way, we'll be all lubed up with some penetration. Okay, you can open now. Surprise! Oh, you should see the look on your face. Yes, this is a strap-on dildo. It's really awesome. It's double-ended. So one end is in my pussy, pleasing me, and the other end, well, that's for your mouth. What do you mean you don't want to do this at all? Honey, I asked you very clearly if you wanted oral sex besides you eating me out, and you said yes. So get on your knees and start sucking my cock. What do you mean no? First of all, there is nowhere for you to go. Door is locked, and you can't use your hands to unlock it. And second of all, you fucking get down on your knees and start deep throating me right now. Still a no, huh? Well, I know what would get you on your knees. A nice pound of those tender nuts of yours. Yes, I know it must be incredibly painful. But now that you're on the floor, what's that saying men always say to women in situations like this? While you're down there, honey. Fine. Well, let's do this the even harder way. I'll just grab your hair and... Oh, yes, baby. Oh, you have no idea how empowered you're making me feel. My entire life, men controlled so many things. Politics, society, my job, my relationships. But now... Oh, excuse me, did I say to stop sucking? You can keep going. Ah, yes, oh, this feels so good. You look so good doing it, too. Not just the power, but, like, the fact that it's double-ended means I feel some motion inside me, too. I wonder if this is what a guy feels like. I mean, inverted, of course. I get why having a penis is so much fun now. Oh, God, yes. Wow. Fuck, I think I'm going to come from this. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Deep throat, take it all the way back of your throat, yes. Oh, moan for me, yes. Oh, God. Yes, when you moan, it vibrates inside. Fuck. Oh, it's starting to come. Oh, shit. Oh, yes, keep moaning. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, that's all I'm going to say about that. How are you doing, sweetie? Oh, I see some tears again. Are they tears of joy? No. Oh, pain from your throat? Oh, poor baby. But that's what we women do for you guys all the time. Seems fair, no? Oh, don't worry, you'll recover quickly. Yeah. Anyway, I promise you penetrative sex. Are you excited now? You know, for someone who claimed he didn't want to go down on me, but then ate me out, and then complained he wanted nothing to do with my strap-on, your penis seems just as hard as it always has been. Something tells me you actually don't mind these things. No? Well, your tool doesn't know how to lie, my friend. You're excited by all of this. All right, so, time for some penetration. Now, bend over the examination table, please. Yes, you heard me. No. No gentle prostate massage this time. Anyway, you said you didn't want any fingering, remember? I'm going to fuck you with my strap-on. I'll be penetrating you. No? Ugh, this nonsense again. Listen, kid, I've only had 2 orgasms during this entire thing today. I need at least 1 more before I can begin to feel relaxed. Now, I'm going to fuck your ass. Nice and hard. Now fucking bend over the table. I said bend over. There. Now, to keep you there, I'm going to secure you with some medical straps. We usually use it to keep people from hurting themselves or scratching in their sleep, but for you, it's to keep you still while I get my rocks off. There we go. What a fine ass you have. I can't wait to fuck it. But before we do that, pegging can sometimes result in men leaking a lot, maybe even orgasming. So, hey, maybe you'll get to come after all. So we better have something to catch it in, is what I'm saying. Here we go. A 2-liter beaker. Yes, just put that right under your penis there. Great. Now, you said you were nervous about it fitting. Well, luckily, you just lubed me up great with your mouth. I wish you had said yes on the fingering, though. That way, some more lube would have made this easier. Oh, now you want it? Forget it. You said no, and I promise not to disrespect your wishes. It will be tied, but just think, this will feel great for me because of the double-ended part of the strap-on. Mm-hmm. I thrust into you, and I feel the thrust in my cunt. Besides, it's not like it's too big. It's only like 3/4 as big as you. Mm-hmm. 9 inches or so? You can take it, can't you? No? Well, you will. Oh, yes. Take it, baby. How many times have I heard that? Take the whole thing. Stop screaming. This is your own doing. I asked for permission and you gave it. No backsies. Oh, yes. See? You're already opening up a little bit. No, I'll go slow at first. I tell you what, I'll even jerk you as I do it. That way, every thrust, you'll feel some pleasure. Oh yeah, that feels better, huh? Oh, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to pound you. Yeah, I need it, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to come. Better stop stroking and aim you at the cup then. What do you mean, don't stop? I won't. I won't stop fucking you, that is. Looks like all those months and months of not coming all come down to one big ruined orgasm. Oh, God, look at that. Oh, you're coming so much. Ah, Christ. You're still coming? Well, I guess I'm pounding it out of you. Oh, wish you bet I kept stroking that big cock of yours, though, huh? Ah, there we go. Finally done. Holy shit. You filled up that 2-liter beaker to the rim. Christ, that's insane. Imagine if I'd had to drink that, or if you had spurted it somewhere in the room. Thank goodness, no messy cleanup for me. We'll just have to flush your swimmers down the drain or something. Or maybe I can keep it for now. Maybe you might want to taste it later. Or maybe I can freeze them and put them in your drinks when we're out without you knowing. Oh, so many possibilities. Yes, I am keeping your sperm on ice. Now, the thing is, I didn't finish coming, so... Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, whenever I push in all the way, oh, it pushes back at me and my cunt. It's amazing. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh my God, that was amazing. Oh, look at your ass. Oh God. Oh, you pulled out. Oh, your ass looks so used. Okay, there we go. Now, before I let you leave, I have one last surprise for you. You said you wanted to keep this going, right? So once your hands are free, there's no way you're going to be able to keep your hands off your penis. And if you do that, well, we can't keep this kind of fun going now, can we? No, we can't. So here you go. What is it? Well, this is a male chastity device, also known as a cock cage. He goes around the base of your balls and then locks on the shaft. Once it is on, it is impossible to take off without the key that locks it in place. You can say goodbye to unwanted erections, sexual frustrations as you try to masturbate, all of it. Only I will have the key to unlock it. Honestly, given your size, you likely need a bigger version, but... This will work to keep you in line. The tightness will be a reminder of all the good times we've had and all the good times ahead. Aren't I thoughtful? We probably don't need to lock it in your current condition since you don't have the dexterity to open it, but we'll lock it just the same. Okay, honey, let's get dressed. I'll be seeing you real soon. Mwah.